This is crazy, right? I'm just here from out of town. You guys seem like nice people. I got a story to tell. I thought I'd tell it. And Gordon was right. I haven't heard much about cats. I'm going to start with a cat. We're going to end with a dog, and then back to the cat. But like many couples, I imagine, you have your cat person, your dog person, and they marry. This can be a problem. In my case, I started out as a cat person. The first pet I had as an adult was a little cat whom I decided to name Honey. So, because I live by myself and I wanted to be able to open the door and say, "Honey, I'm home." So that wasn't enough. I ended up calling her Honey Pancake. She was a little devil of a cat. She kept running away, including the time that she disappeared for so long, I had to get my friends to help me, about seven or eight of us. This was in Knoxville, Tennessee. The streets are like this. And we spread out on every block, and my friends, because they loved me, we all walked through the neighborhood going, "Honey Pancake! Honey Pancake!" with the neighbors looking out wondering, you know, what the hell. So when I met my now wife, we've been together for 39 years. We moved in together, then we bought a house together, and all along she's like, you know, "Let's get a dog." You know, I'm like, "Yeah." And who said evasive? Yes. I'm like, "Yeah, great. Someday we'll get a dog. We'll get a dog." And then finally one night, we're in bed. I have my habitual book open because I'm a book reader, which is why I'm a cat person, because they curl up on your lap while you read with a cup of coffee. And she said, "You know what? I really want to get a dog." And I'm like, "Yeah, you know, one day we'll get a dog." And so she says, "Do you know, how would you feel if there were no books in the house?" And I'm like, "Not good." And she said, "Well, I feel about dogs the way you feel about books." And I went, "Oh, why didn't you tell me?" So we get on the website to foster, you know, to get a rescue dog. And we ended up adopting a gorgeous chocolate lab who came to us named Bailey. We just kept her name. She was about a year old. You know, she came with papers and stuff, and part of but a lot of stuff had been crossed out. And part of it, the information on there was that she was afraid of thunder, like terrified of thunder. And so, lo and behold, the first thunderstorm comes up, and we want to be good, you know, dog parents, and so we're like, you know, battening down the hatches and watching her, and the thunder's roaring outside the house, and we're waiting, and she kind of just looks up with those big chocolate lab, you know, brown eyes, and just is like, "What's up?" You know. So, oh, okay, so, you know, not afraid of thunder. So, you know, but they're mystery dogs when you get rescue dogs. My wife was an acupuncturist, and we ended up training. Bailey got her certification to be not a full-fledged therapy dog, but she got her, I forget what they called it, good citizen thing, whatever. And so Greta started bringing Bailey into her acupuncture treatment space, and she was this great therapy dog. She would just curl up under the therapy table, you know, people lying on their back or, you know, on their, with their little face cradle, you know, kind of thing, and there'd be, you know, Bailey. She became very, very popular at the group practice Greta worked at. But finally she got too old, and so we had a retirement party for her, and all of her fans came to this party. Unbeknownst to me, Greta, because she's a woo-woo person, that's why she was an acupuncturist, she just had this feeling, and she went upstairs after the party and dug out this form, this adoption form that we had, and she looked through it, and although they'd crossed out most of the pertinent stuff, they somehow had not crossed off the address of the people who had given her up. And Greta wrote them a letter and just kind of explained and thanked them for giving up Bailey, told the whole Bailey story, all the lives she touched and changed, and sent it off in the mail. And weeks later, the mail comes, and Greta brings it in, and there's a package. And Bailey went nuts. She was just turning herself inside and out and smelling it and sniffing it. And Greta opened it up, and it was a reply from the woman who had given up this dog years and years and years ago, with baby picture of our dog, of little Bailey. And this, the woman told us the backstory, which we'd never known, which is that she was married to, her husband was in the military, and he would go off a lot, and they had a couple kids, and they had two dogs, and it just became too much. And so she had given Bailey up, but she said, "I have thought about Bailey every day." And she was a psychotherapist. So when she got the story about that Bailey was also a psychotherapist with, with four legs, it was quite the thing. Anyway, that's my Bailey story, and thank you for listening.